This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And so he's ready, so he doesn't have to like hamada right now.
Okay.
On this Oscar morning, wanted to know if Adam had a favorite racing movie.
Mm-hmm.
Could be cars, could be bikes. You know?
Okay.
Or does he have a favorite chase scene in a movie?
Yeah.
Like, do you have one? I want you to think of one. Give me the answer right now. But that's what we asked Adam. So we'll let you choose from either of those or both. But as we welcome Adam in, good morning. Thank you, as always, for joining us, buddy.
Yeah, good morning. Hope you guys are well.
Doing well. What's the movie? What's the chase scene that makes you drop the remote control when you see it's coming or you know it's around the corner?
Number one, thank you for giving me a heads up because I struggle with a heads up on movies. I mean, so like this would have been really bad. But I would say chase scene, and I feel like it was an entire movie of a chase, but I've always loved this movie. And that would be The Fugitive. And, you know, Tommy Lee Jones is, you know, trying to find Dr. Richard Kimball and just the everything that goes in that and the hide and seek. And so I've always loved that movie. And so, you know, not just one in specific chase scene, but there were multiple, times in that movie where they were trying to run him down. So I always thought that was great. And I would say racing movie for me is Talladega Nights. I was at Talladega when they filmed some of that. I was doing racing then for MRN Radio. And I remember when Will Ferrell came to the race there and did a press conference in the media center at Talladega. And it was just one of the funniest things I've ever seen. So I've always liked Talladega Nights.
Okay. He went a little sideways there through a Greg Maddux, back in pitch with that Fugitive one. That was, I didn't expect that. That was pretty good.
Yeah, but nice. But that's what Adam does.
That's what he does.
You know, right? While you're talking about this, you ever hear anybody floating any ideas for another NASCAR movie?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Actually, you know what, Sam? Just recently, there have been some rumors out there about Jeff Gordon maybe working with Tom Cruise to do another NASCAR movie. I think it's going to happen. You know, people were talking about that, and it seems like it's a matter of time before NASCAR is back on the big screen. I would say, too, with all these new media partners, and then you think about the entertainment value that Amazon Prime brings beyond sports and, you know, just the whole streaming service and the movies that are there and the content that they provide and the backing they have. So I feel like when you look at it from every angle and some of the rumors that are out there, yep, something's going to happen.
I absolutely believe this. Him talking about Tom Cruise and Jeff Gordon getting back together, while it's a powerful team, there's no new ideas. What are they going to remake Days of Thunder? You know, that's...
Yeah, that rumor was out there. I mean, that was one of the rumors that was out there for sure.
I'll tell you, if there's a great writer out there and a screenwriter, I'll tell you there's a NASCAR movie that's ready to be shown, and that's the story of the France family.
You think?
From them starting it running that sport. Yeah. I mean, going back to Half on the Beach to where they are right now, I think that is, and told properly, and I'm sure them folks cut some corners to be where they are right now.
Oh, sure.
You know, so I think that's a story, if they're allowed, the other family members to let them, okay, tell our story, that I think would be compelling. That's just me. So, anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, as we sit here preparing for today's race, any kind of recap from last week here in Atlanta, Adam?
Tremendous racing, and universally, and you guys are going to love to hear this, and I'm not saying this because we're on in your market, but everyone just seems to think right now the hot ticket is Atlanta Motor Speedway and the changes they've made to that track and the transformation that's gone on there just with some of the weathering that we've talked about and the lack of grip and what that's done to even further enhance the racing in the draft. And I know Dale Jr. is someone that I'll be partnered with this summer when I'm doing NASCAR on TNT, and Amazon Prime is going to take over the races in May. We'll do that 10 race run together, he, Steve Letarte, and myself. And our first race with Turner will be their home game for them at Atlanta Motor Speedway. And Dale's already openly talking about that on social media and in interviews. This is the place right now. It's a hot ticket. It was somewhat controversial when they repaved that place and reconfigured it, but it has worked out to be a dream. And last week was a huge success. I know some people were disappointed it ended the way it did because of the caution, and that's going to happen. But far exceeding that conversation is just how good the racing is, how unpredictable it is, and how much fun this place has become. And I can't wait to get back there in June and watch them race again.
A lot of lead changes with Christopher Bell there at the end a week ago at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline on this Sunday morning with Adam Alexander. He is social. You can always find him at Adam1Alexander, Adam1Alexander. Okay, deep in the heart of Texas, made some tweaks and adjustments to this layout. What do you think? What are your impressions of it and what we might see today?
No one knew what to expect, but I think everyone universally believed it had a chance to be better, and that's not a knock on the old COTA, but 3.4 miles is a long, long lap, and So you go from 3.4 miles to 2.4. The area where they cut the course has provided some entertainment value, and I think it was great yesterday. It'll be even better today. And the other thing I would say is that when you add, you know, 20 laps to a race, that just means you're adding 20 opportunities in the most difficult places. And we saw yesterday where that made a difference. You're a little harder on your race car on this shorter circuit. And so that makes for some entertaining racing as well. So across the board, this seems to have been a really good change for NASCAR. And this racetrack itself, I don't care what part of it you're running, is just state-of-the-art, second to none. It's an awesome road course. It's got a big-time feel. I mean, you are there. You feel the magnitude of the event. And so this was really, really good. Had a fun time. Lots of energy there yesterday. The crowd is always good and out in full force. And I think today's Cup race will be great on this new layout.
Hey, Adam, are there, if any, in-season changes that the sport makes? I know there's always adjustments as far as cars, but as far as tracks and layouts and things like that, I mean, once the season starts, boom, is that it? Or are there some changes that could be altered, obviously without weather being affected, you know, or having the effect?
Yeah. I would say the biggest thing, I mean, is the car, right? Once you get into the season, the schedule is set, and it's difficult. I mean, the one thing I would say is that at COTA, one of the issues has been in recent years when you go down through the S's, drivers can gain an advantage by leaving the track and you know, cutting the corner, if you will. And NASCAR has penalized that in years past. This year, they really didn't want to get in the game of having to officiate all the time. So they said, we're going to put some track barriers in. And that was the plan going there, to discourage drivers from running on the wrong side of the rumble strips, which when in the past you would have incurred a penalty. They said, we're going to put some barriers there so we don't have to worry about that. Well, after further review, they got there Friday. The barriers were there. Everybody looked at it. They did the track walk, and they decided, NASCAR, the drivers talk, said, this is not a good idea. We're going to revert back to just penalizing guys when they shortcut the S's. So, you know, there was something in play there that could have kind of changed within the season, if you will. But for the most part, once we get going, there aren't many track changes. You might have a tire change from like a spring race to a fall race if that will enhance the racing. And Goodyear does a lot of testing and trying to figure out what the best scenario is. But for the most part, once you get going, you have what you have in regard to racetracks.
Yep. Adam, up the front row, we see 2311 dominating the front row. Who saw that coming? I don't know if they got something special for road courses, what has them up front. And I'm looking on row two. Obviously, you got Chase Elliott there, but Carson Hocevar, what's happening with him?
Well, he's a great story. Nearly got his first career win last week at Atlanta. Made a few people mad in the process. And he's an unapologetic guy, and he had some run-ins in the Truck Series. He ran the Xfinity race yesterday, but if you look at his stat line in his career, a lot of starts in trucks, not much in Xfinity. So he basically went from full-time truck driver to full-time cup driver. And he's brash, he's bold, he's fearless. And if you go back and listen to his interviews after last week's race in Atlanta, when he got into a couple of people, he's pretty just unapologetic about how he races. And in some circumstances, that can serve you well. You have to be aggressive at times to win. Other times, I would say you don't have any friends and you're not going to get cut a break and you develop a reputation. Yeah. And I would say as a young driver, second-year guy, won Rookie of the Year last year, he's developed a little bit of a reputation. So, you know, what cures all that is winning. And if your results net winning, then I think it changes the way things are viewed. Time will tell if he can find his way to victory lane. But he nearly won last week. He had a great qualifying run yesterday at COTA. And someone certainly you have to keep an eye on in this race today.
Yeah, see, Greg likes that kind of thing. Greg feels like you got to have a character or something.
And
does that add intrigue? But like you said, Adam,
brings people to the TV.
But he needs to win sometime too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually hit. Well, yes, you're right. Yeah. But there's always the yin and the yang is what brings people there. You know, and actually, the last person to wear the black. Well, I shouldn't say the last person because Kyle Busch enjoys wearing that.
He will do it. He
right?
Will. He doesn't mind. He doesn't mind one bit. You know.
Adam, I was thinking about this as you were answering the question we started this interview off with. Has Wendell Scott the only NASCAR driver they've made a movie about?
I mean, you know, there's been some stuff on Dale Earnhardt, certainly.
Right, but I mean, not a feature. You know,
but, yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I know, you know, I was going to bring this up when we were doing, you know, the talk off the top and mm-hmm. you talking about the need for a movie in NASCAR about the France family, and I think that's a great idea. And when we were doing Race Hub at Fox, we would do a series of short films throughout the year. And it was various things, right? It might focus on a driver. It might focus on an owner. It just might focus on some aspect of NASCAR that really was maybe unknown, a little underground, that was, you know, researched, and then they made a short film out of it. I'm talking about a 25-minute piece.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So there have been things like that, more documentary style, but not as many long-form movie types about individuals in the sport.
Not like Richard Petty, even.
That's what I'm saying, right? You would think that there'd been one on him or something like that. But here's one. This is an actual conversation I had with a diehard NASCAR fan who wondered this aloud, and I said, I'm going to ask Adam about this because other sports do it. Is there ever been a conversation about retiring a number of, like, Richard Petty or Dale Earnhardt? Would be the two that you think of off the top? We've seen the car be brought back, the color scheme, but has there ever been a conversation about retiring one of the all-time greats, their number?
Well, it's just so difficult just because of the, you know, the supply and demand, right? And you need those numbers to continue. And I think it's always been viewed as a great way to, you know, create legacy for a number to continue to have it on track. And so retiring numbers has never been something that has happened. And so, you know, I think one of the great ways to honor Richard Petty is to have the 43 on track. And so, yeah, I mean, they've never retired numbers in NASCAR, and I don't think that's something that will ever change just because of the setup and the thought process and being able to continue the legacy with those numbers and the teams and the connection that you have. And it's always great, too. Like, you know, there's a great history of the 11 car. And, you know, now you see the 11, you think of Denny Hamlin, but mm-hmm. but long term, you know, there have been others that made that number famous, certainly. And, you know, I look now at what William Byron, you know, is done with the 24. And William has won two Daytona 500s with that car and probably is going to win a championship. And what a tribute that is to Jeff Gordon, you know, being at Hendrick Motorsports and the role he plays now. So, you know, I am for continuing to have those numbers on track because of what it does to honor the legacy of those that have been behind the wheel of the cars that donned those numbers in the past.
Fantastic.
Great,
fantastic.
Great answer.
Yeah, hey, he wraps it all up.
Yeah, he did.
Adam, we appreciate it so much. You know, we'll see what happens there out of COTA today. But thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you as always, buddy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.